Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come, ye all, come ye to Bethlehem. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We bless the Lord again for a blessed and marvelous and wonderful day that the Lord has made. As we, glory to God, come in his presence with thanksgiving, glorifying his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come, ye, O come, ye to Bethlehem. Come, let us adore him, born the King of Angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Every day we ought to come in his presence with thanksgiving, adoring him, magnifying him, worship him, thanking him for all the great and mighty acts he performed in our lives, and most of all, the great act that, glory to God, he did on our behalf, shedding his blood, sacrificing his life, giving us an opportunity to be divinely connected to our Father, restoring us, redeeming us back to the Father. That is the most miraculous, marvelous, phenomenal, awesome, amazing thing, grace, or whatever you want to say it, that Jesus has done on our behalf. Help us to appreciate, glory to God, what an awesome God we serve, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. I praise the Lord that we can come together and magnify his name and worship him and praise God, the assignment that he's given us for to come and intercede, standing glory to God in the gap for many others, for worshiping his name. So I bless the Lord that we can come to the throne of grace, come in his presence and be able to adore him and worship him and be able to let him use our vessels for his anointing to be penetrated through, to transform us, even in the midst of us, glory to God, being on assignment for him as we yield our vessels daily to him. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Word. Thank God, glory to God, for his people. Thank God for the true believers, glory to God, that are born again and standing on the promises of the Lord. Amen. I'm going to do this reading while we have a few others come on. We thank God, glory to God, for Mother Willette. Praise God, the evangelist, and also maybe both Sister Rachel and Sister Laura. Praise God, and two other, I guess, bless the Lord. But in the meantime, it said, becoming wise. Further, in the name of Jesus, I receive your words and treasure up your commandments within me. I make my ear to attend to the skillful and godly wisdom. I incline and direct my heart and my mind to understand. I cry out for insight and raise my voice for understanding. I seek for wisdom as for silver, and I search for skillful and godly wisdom as for hidden treasures. Then I will understand the reverence and worshipful fear of you, Lord, and will find the knowledge of you, my omnipotent God. Then I will understand righteousness, justice, and fair dealing in every area and relationship. Yes, I will understand every good path, for skillful and godly wisdom shall enter into my heart, and knowledge shall be pleasant. Discretion will watch over me, and understanding shall keep me, deliver me, and from evil people. Father, in all my ways, I acknowledge you, and you shall direct my path. A reference is Proverbs 2:1-5, Proverbs 2:9-12. You, Lord, by skillful and godly wisdom, founded the earth by understanding, yet established the heavens. It was in the Christ that all things were created in heaven and on earth, things seen and seen and unseen, whether thrones, dominion, rulers, and authority. All things were created and exist through him, by his service and intervention, and in for him. In the name of Jesus, I keep sound and godly wisdom and discretion, and they are life to my inner self and a gracious ointment to my rock, my outer self. I walk in my way securely and confident, trust that I shall not dash my foot or stumble, for you give your angels expressly charge over me to accompany and defend and preserve me in all my ways of obedience and service. They bear me up on their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. Praise God. As we said when we opened up early, even with the song, come let us adore him as we come before you tonight, Lord, with the spirit of thanksgiving, and we come worshiping you and magnifying you. You an awesome, phenomenal God. We thank you again for Jesus saving us and redeeming us back to the Father. Thank God for all righteousness. Thank God for the glory, hallelujah, of his name. Thank God for his presence even right now. Thank God for glory to God, blessing us to be able to be a vessel that he can channel his anointing through. Thank God for the prayer warriors, the ones that intercede, not only on Divine Connection, but all around the globe, those that have made up their mind determined to live saved, to live holy, to live righteous, to be an example, not lip service, but example that glory to God, that God can get glory out of their lives and use them, glory to God, for those that are in darkness and don't understand or don't have knowledge of who Jesus is, and even those that have got the knowledge of who Jesus is but haven't made him Lord. God, whatever it takes, help us to be those vessels that you, glory to God, can use. Help us to be first partakers, but also, glory to God, be that light and be an example. Don't let the salt be the lost and saved, but help us like never before to know, glory to God, you created us for a purpose, not only to worship and magnify you, to be able to spend time with you in your presence, but also, glory to God, to be a vessel, glory to God, that we can be witnesses in the earth realm. Lord, I bless you for those, glory to God, that are standing strong and on, glory to God, their post. On, glory to God, hallelujah. On the glory to God, on their post, holding up the bloodstained banner, staying, glory to God, in a place, glory, that you may get glory out of their lives on a daily basis, not on a part-time basis, not on at wind, but God, every day, that we are not yielded to every wind and every doctrine, that we are not yielding to the left or the right, glory to God. We're to a place that we're being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, and saying the labor is not thee in vain. God, you said, be not weary in well-doing. We shall reap if we faint not. God, I pray that we stand in your presence more and more and seek your face and obey, that we will not be faint-hearted. We will not be fearful. We will only fear we will have is that reverence to glorify you. Help us, glory to God, even when fear try to knock at the door, that we cast those cares and bind the hand of the enemy and loosen from us and remind them of who we are. Remind ourselves of who we are and whose we are. And no, glory to God, no matter what weapons are formed, they're not going to accomplish or prosper in whatever it's doing. Because what it may seem even tragic or even seem bad, what the enemy wanted worse than that, but God, your intervention through your blood, through, glory to God, your protection, through your angels, God, help us, glory to God, to wait patiently on you, glory to God, not to be anxious for nothing but by prayer and supplication. Hallelujah. Give thanksgiving, making our request known to you, and give thanksgiving, and seeking out your face and thinking on those things that are true, glory to God, that are glory to God, honest, that, glory to God, of a good report, that are pure. Glory to God. Help us, glory to God, remember that you said, honor the pure in heart shall see God. God, we bless you today. Help us to pray one for another. And remember that iron sharpens iron. And you said to know those that labor among us, so we won't get in entangled, glory to God, with the yoke of bondage by this voice and that voice, that we will know the voice of God. And Lord, we pray like never before. Help us to walk in forgiveness. Help us to release things more and more, that glory, the body can go on and accomplish the mission God has had for us, that we won't be in a place of stagnation, and we won't allow the enemy to divide us or our flesh divide us, that we will be in a place nevertheless, coming together on one accord, putting the true enemy to flight, not flesh. In Jesus' name, God, we love you and appreciate you. Thank you for the food, the clothing, the shelter. Thank you that we go, that you give us a voice, glory to God, to be used for you. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you, Lord God, for the privilege for being a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. Thank you that you gave us power to bind and to loose. Help us, glory to God, to remember our purpose. Glory to God that you have us here, that we are bought with a price we don't no more own. We didn't call ourselves. You called us, as you called it, according to John 15:16. Glory to God, we didn't choose you. You chose us and ordained us to go forth and bring forth much fruit. Help us, glory to God, to take on the character of Jesus Christ more and more as his flesh dies, so we can accomplish the assignment. Too many people are dying without knowing who you are, and even some that maybe knew you but backslidden and didn't be able to go out to witness or encourage or draw them back. And those that, glory to God, that are here and hurting and going through sickness and diseases and cancer running through, glory to God, and things going on with not only cancer but hindrances, glory to God, with kidney failure and heart attacks and strokes and glory to God, and arthritis, obesity, all kinds of things that are going on, and even the things that are going on medically with our bodies in every area of our lives we can even think of, or even can't even imagine, that even some things that are diseases that the doctors don't even have names for, and more the enemy is creating. But God, from the beginning, glory to God, you already, when you came to earth, you already did the work. And leaned us back to the Father, even though took on those lashes, took on, glory, out sickness and disease. You went to even to the grave. You took, glory, out the keys from the enemy. Even death had those things. But God, help us like never before. Hold fast to faith. Hold on to what the Holy Spirit is saying, leading by him, taking authority and binding and loosing. Thanking you, glory to God, to know that we don't get caught up on, glory to God, these slogans and things that man is saying, glory to God, that are foolish in your sight, in the name of Jesus. You said you will use the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, even as the woman of God even said last night about it as well, and also said, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will not hurt me, glory to God. That's a slogan, but she was saying we recognize that the word of God, that you, we know that's a lie from the devil, because we also know that, glory to God, words that people can say, people from childhood all the way up now can be 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, can, glory to God, still having the effect of things that were said, glory to God, contrary, glory to God, well, what their destiny was led to be or what God wants for our lives and the name of Jesus. And here the enemy had said so many horrible things, whether it was through a parent or whether it was through a teacher or whether it was through somebody from church or through a marriage or relationships or what, and still hurting from that pain. And glory to God, the physical body's already been healed. Glory to God, whether it was a broken arm, a broken leg, or whether it was an operation or what, and healed from that. But the pain of words that's been spoken. So, God, we are praying more and more to remember that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Glory to God, you said, so is a man thinking in his heart, so is he. All the seeds that the enemy plant contrary to your will, glory to God, we curse and cancel and bind it up, and help us to loosen and release it, and help us to teach others and encourage others, glory to God, to let go and let God to walk in faith and to believe God that he's going to bring it to pass, whatever it is, no matter what it looks like or sound like or what the enemy is saying. Help us to build ourselves up more in your word and build up each other and sharpen each other, glory to God, and esteem others more highly than ourselves, but never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. So we come against heart attacks and strokes and, glory to aneurysm and arthritis, bursitis, all the Ike boys and everything else, glory to God, that kidney failures and things going on with the intestines, things that have gone on with the body, glory to God, things that are happening in the head, the mental challenges and autisms and things that are going on, glory to God, with birth defects and all kind of other things that the enemy, the lie that the enemy even said about, I really was born a boy, but I'm a girl, and I'm a girl, and now I'm a boy. All the lies that the enemy said, some things that he's saying because of hurt or rape or incest or whatever else that he's done, or either the lie that the enemy told from getting caught up in the feelings and emotions and all this right here. That's why I was feeling like this, and I was feeling the tendencies, and people told told me that, oh, you know, really, the way I walk and where I act, and yeah, I knew you really was a boy and you really was a girl, and all the lying demonic forces that are out there and portraying, glory to God, something that they're not, coming in through the TV, coming in through the internet, coming through, glory, your phones, in the street, in your face, in the schools now. Got so many children and young people as well as older, so confused because all they see now is trying to make this the norm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, we pray right now and bind up the lies and the confusion and the chaos and help us not to buy into it. Well, everybody's going that way. You know, other people are beginning to, maybe I need to look at this in another angle. Look at it according to what God's word said. His word don't change. And he said he changed not. Hallelujah. Before his word changed, glory, heaven and earth will pass away. Not one jiggle, one tilt. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Help us to know, glory to God, you are not changing because that's how man feels. Oh, glory to God, the persuasion of anybody else that says, oh, even with Noah, glory to God, hearing what God said on the word about building this ark, glory to God, others could have been in safety on that ark besides those animals and Noah and his family, but all they laughed and laughed and know that, glory to God, Noah was crazy. 120 years, no rain, so you know how it's going to rain. Oh, but the enemy always got something going on. In the name of Jesus, oh, my Lord, even in Sodom and Gomorrah, glory to God, they don't even want girls, let me have these angels that are men. Let us lay with him. Oh, he had to, glory to God, destroyed it. Even with Abraham, he said, if it be 50, if it be all the way down to 10, he would say, oh, men after God didn't bring you out. Look what the wife do. Still look back. Turn into a pillow of salt because it said, don't look back. All things God done bring us out of it. We are not to go back like a dog to his vomit. He says, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Stand fast in the liberty where I set you free and be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. In the name of Jesus, there's a way that seems right to man, but that way leads to destruction. God help us like never before to pray you want for them, to pray for these circumstances, pray for these situations, but help us like never before to take authority over the binding and loosening, cancel the sound of them, but don't let it plague on our minds or in our hearts, but stay free, cast any cares and concerns back, but help us to celebrate who you are. Celebrate what you already do. Come, let us adore him in the name of Jesus. Let us celebrate, glory to God, who Jesus is. Lord, thank him for coming to the earth, redeeming us back to the Father. Thank him for blessings and provisions that are made every day. Even that you said we walk up right before you, hold no good thing from us. Oh, glory to God, if we delight ourselves in you, give us the desires of our heart. There's grief, there's sorrow, there is tragedy, there's this, that, and that. But God, you still got a plan. On the other end of this, if we just trust you, and glory to God when we can't trace it. We just hold on to the promises of the Lord. We pray one for the all help us to pray for our leaders, our church leaders, especially these pastors and leaders. And glory to God that they'll stay straight and stay, glory, in the ark of safety, that they'll stay in the line that God, oh, you say, woe unto the shepherds that scatter my sheep. God, waken some, glory to God, the beginning to get caught up in have gotten caught up. Oh, glory, some on their way are getting caught up in all the prestige, the power struggle, the greed. Glory to God, the president, name recognition and all kind of other stuff and building up the biggest efforts and this, that, and the other and not people. God help them to get back to a place and remember when, like you told, glory, I saw, when you were little in your own eyes, come down, falling down pride and high-mindedness. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke, glory to God, that spirit and command them to be loose from that assignment. Waken them, glory to God, to remember what God called them and set them apart to do. But we pray for those that are crying loud, staring loud, telling God's people of their trust. Encourage them. Send help, glory to God. Finances, whatever they need. Keep them, glory, with a mindset like never before. Nevertheless, God, I'm not turned back. I'm not kicked down. I'm not turned around. God bless them. Bring increase. Send people in, glory to God, that love God and want to help build the ministry, that want to walk in obedience to God and also leadership, that they are not coming to be rebellious, not going to be sheep one minute, next minute, acting like a wolf. Glory to God, you said, my sheep know my voice. A stranger they're not following. God, we pray, glory to God, that you are blessed. Some of them are getting tired and weary. Some look like, glory to God, there's nothing happening. So much gone on. God, I pray, strengthen them, encourage them. If you got to visit them, glory to God, in the night, or visit them, glory to God, or send help. God, breathe on them afresh. Breathe on our leaders like never before, glory to God, for those that are striving, Lord, even in the fight and the division that try to go on in the church house.
Some glory to God might be not going on with that, but they might be struggling, glory to God, with the financial part. Others might be, glory to God, struggling with the fact that, glory to God, false accusations because they're trying to do what God told them. To God, I pray like never before for them to hold on to the dreams and the vision. Pray for those that are in the house, glory to God, to be able to encourage and build their leaders up in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray like never before for the, even for the church. Glory to God for the people that say they're in the church, but Lord, in the building, but not getting in the place that is saying, God, let church, let the word of God, glory to God, dwell in me richly that I'll obey God. We just pray for each one of us, God. And even those that are standing in the gap and praying, strengthen them and encourage them, those prayer warriors, those leaders around that's leading, glory, in prayer around the globe, the missionaries, those that are on the streets out there trying to win the lost. God bless and protect them too as well. God, we just love you today. We appreciate and pray awakening for our children, our young people, the enemy got such a great hit out on them. Don't want them, glory to God, to come into the knowledge of the truth, because they know there'll be a force to be reckoned with for Jesus Christ. So I'm praying, God, awareness, not only for our church babies, our babies in our homes, those, glory to God, that are all, glory to God, that are part of our loins. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're praying, glory to God, for those that even lost all around the globe. Awaken our youth, glory to God, to the truth. The ones that are saved and filled with the Spirit of the Lord and doing the work. Lord, don't let them be tempted to turn around. All the voices and all the influences that try to bring them down, God, I pray you send help. Strengthen them. Speak to them. Give them the power to be able to stand. But those that, glory to God, that are in the spirit, glory to God, are rebellious and stubborn and disobedient and rebellious, oh, God, I pray against those forces of the enemy that would try to, glory, I have them so caught up in their hurt and their pains and just being evil. And even the generational curses, we cancel now in Jesus' name. We're praying for restoration and restoring. We're praying for the awakening and salvation. We are praying, glory to God, help us and not get so tired of hearing what the news and this, that, and the other saying, that we don't stay on our post and pray, but keep casting those cares and concerns. Pray for those that are grieved and going through right now. Pray for Evangelist Carol, glory to God, and her family, God, through that time of the daughter-in-law gone. We pray for the husband there. We pray for many others that are going through, and even pray the Motley family. That young lady just went on to glory today. Pray for the Motley family, God. Pray that you continue to strengthen and encourage them in the name of Jesus and so many others, and even some that might be in our families and others. Don't let them be overwhelmed and grieved by things of the past, that they can get through this time too. Oh, glory to God. Pray, glory to God, even for Apostle Burton Joe to this time too as well. Glory to God. We pray, glory to God, you continue to bless and strengthen her and many others, glory to God, and Pastor Burton. So many of all of our families, loved ones. I'll stop going to everybody on the line. Glory to God that our prayer warriors, that we don't have something that doesn't happen or even this year, last year, or whatever else, the people that have been closer, but all around the globe, God bless and strengthen and encourage. And those that are praying, grieving, stuff because they don't have a loved one right now, somebody that they can, glory to God, be with, somebody, glory to God, because the elderly or young or either just single or divorced or, glory to God, widow or feeling lonely because of the holiday, whatever the case may be, in all the situations, we ask you to bless and restore and heal and encourage. Glory to God, their peace, their joy, their strength. Send some people by, even if it's just a neighbor or someone else or just a phone call or whatever it may be. God, we are praying for those that are saved. Look up and live and help us even on this line to carry out our assignment. Bless those, glory to God, that are on this line too, that are so faithful every week, God, being faithful. Bless all these warriors. We just love you today. We appreciate you. We bless you. Actually, bless Minister Black tonight too as well. Strengthen his body in the name of Jesus. A little tired and overwhelmed from yesterday, but even tonight he said he might not be on, but God strengthen him too as well. We just love you. And some things that we have before the Lord, we ask you to touch and heal and deliver. We thank you, Lord God, for commonly seeing her surgeon today. Thank God that he's glory to God, such an open spirit, glory to God, and just kind-hearted and took that 40 minutes or 45 minutes to answer every question, whether her husband or Monty had or even I had. God, I pray, God, you continue to bless all the pros and the cons and what is and the navies and everything else and the encouragement in the midst. And, God, we are thanking you for touching her and strengthening her, that we're believing miracles that she's going to come through with not any of these complications or anything coming up to incur. Thank God for all the prayers that's gone forth, and even the question she asked, can we pray before I go under? Glory to God, and can I play my spiritual music before I go under? And the doctor says, no problem. God, I praise you, glory to God, and glorify you. Thank you for all those that are praying and praying for her and even those other ones that we've been praying for need surgery or whatever. Know it's been a little lengthy, but nevertheless, we thank God and bless God again for the word last night with Pastor Sim. As we go forward now, we bind Satan up and all his accords, every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme, and whatever. Glory to God. We rebuke, bind, untimely death, sickness, disease, any spirit of confusion, accidents. We curse and cancel that assignment now and loosen from its assignment. Loose God's anointing, the peace and joy and strength and encouragement. Glory to God, wisdom and anointing for the obedience. And glory to God to walk in the truth of Jesus Christ with the armor on. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. You are worthy of every praise. All the glory, all the honor belong unto thee. Lord, I bless you. Praise your holy name. You are worthy, worthy, worthy of the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Oh, I got so caught up. I couldn't push the buttons now. Glory to God. The system went down for a minute, but I love you, Jesus, and I bless you. Pray you bring it right back up in Jesus' name. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Can't open the line for you yet till it comes back up, but thank you, Father. Bless you, Jesus. Glory to God. Come, let us adore him, worship him, and magnify him, because he is worthy of the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I worship you. I magnify you. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Here we go. Praise the Lord. We're back up. Mother Roulette was already on the line earlier, so we're just going to have her to come forth. Glory to God. Then Pastor Burton. I'm not Burton. Pastor Bird. Bless the Lord. See what happened to her? Her number just now. Okay, let's find it again. Thank you, Jesus. Then Mother McCormick after Pastor Bird.
Amen. Okay, we ready?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. I thank you so much for being the true and living God. I thank you, hallelujah, that you are all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Father God, I thank you, Lord God Almighty, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord God. I thank you that you are sovereign. You see everything. You know every situation, every circumstance. And I thank you that you make yourself available unto us, Lord God, that we can come to you and cry out to you regarding our needs. But I just want to bless your name because you are, hallelujah, faithful. You are the just God, the loving God, El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Shammah, our protector. Oh, God, I thank you that you are our provider, our healer. Lord God, you are the way maker. Glory be to God, the miracle worker. Glory be to God. And I thank you for this season of Advent where, Lord God, miracles, more miracles can take place if people just come believing that they receive in Christ Jesus' name. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you that you loved us so much, Lord God, that you packaged your own self up and came down to earth, Lord God, just as you did when you said to praise God, your servant, Lord God, that you saw the affliction of your people, Lord God, the Israelites, Lord God, when they were in Egypt, Lord God, and they was crying out, and you heard their cries and their affliction, Lord God, you saw, and you said you would come down, glory be to God, and bring deliverance. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I thank you that you, praise God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that you would see fit, that you would come down because you saw your creation, Lord God. And you saw, Lord God, hallelujah, that in the first advent, Lord, if you say the first Adam, if you will, Lord God, he missed it, Lord God. And they did not, Lord God, follow through with your word, hallelujah, your commands, Lord God, that you gave them. And but you saw fit that you would come down yourself and you would allow our loving Savior Jesus Christ to make the sacrifice for all mankind. He would lay his life down. He would allow himself to go through a humiliating crucifixion so that we, hallelujah, could be reconciled to you. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God. As someone say, Lord God, if you don't do anything else, you've already done enough. But God, you see the world and you see the condition of the world. You see the condition of man. And yet you are merciful. And I thank you that you're the God, hallelujah, that's good. And your mercy is unto all generations, not just, Lord God, the past generations, but generations to come. That's how good you are. That's how much you love us. You love us so much that you will, Lord God, allow Jesus to come and walk the earth and show man that there is a better way. Glory be to God. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord God, that we'll celebrate, hallelujah, our Savior. Glory be to God. And I pray, God, that in the hearts of mankind, those that are your servants, those that are your people, Lord God, hallelujah, that they will celebrate Christ, not just during Christmas, but every season. Glory be to God. He is worthy all by himself to be glorified and honored, hallelujah, praised and worshiped because he is God. Glory be to God. Thank you that your word in John says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. Glory be to God. Jesus, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the joy of the Lord. I just love how the shepherds was in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. Glory be to God. And the angel appeared unto them and said, don't be afraid, because they was fearful for when the angel came upon them in the night, praise God, as they kept watch over their sheep. And the angel said, fear not, for behold, I bring good news. Hallelujah. Good news. Good tidings of great joy, which shall be to who? All people, not just one race. Hello, somebody, because you made the human race. Glory. Yes, you have. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I pray that man will see, hallelujah, that you are God of human beings. Glory be to God. You are creator. You are Elohim. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, Father. I praise you this evening. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And touch and agree with my sister, Minister BJ, regarding her prayers, Lord God, and those that she's already lifted up, Lord God, those that are bereaved, those that have to go through surgeries. Come and lead her, Lord God. And we're praying all is well. Hallelujah. 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 And, Lord God, when we remind ourselves, And fortunately, we have to remind ourselves that you are yet in charge of our lives and that you're yet working things out for our good, because you are the I am that I am. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord God, even as I was traveling to church on yesterday, praise God. Hallelujah, you said, I am God, hallelujah, and I keep my word. Lord God, I thank you. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. If you said it in your word, hallelujah, all we have to do is learn how to lean and depend on you and begin to get in a, oh, glory be to God. I thank you for the message on last evening, glory be to God. Get in agreement with the word of God. Decide that, you know what, God, you know what, I've been here a little while now, so I've learned, and I see that, you know what, my life is better in your hands. I'm better if I just hear what you say and get an agreement, praise God, and say something about situations. I pray, oh, Lord God, that this be a better season this year during Advent, Lord God. I pray that people, Lord God, will just begin to receive the love of God, the mercy of God, the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And they'll see that as they begin to trust, oh, glory be to God, and hear from you, Father. We need, hallelujah, your presence. We need to hear your voice speaking as your word goes forth, Lord God. You are speaking. Is anybody listening? Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, for the word. Hallelujah. That message, hallelujah, that's still speaking. Glory be to God. Why would we take something on ourselves that you did not say in the word of God? Hallelujah. You've already told us we have victory. 1 Corinthians, praise God, 15:57. Hallelujah. You've gotten us the victory through Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. You said, hallelujah, you've given us what pertains to life and godliness. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I came that you might have the fullness of life, not bent over and crippled because of the cares of the world and the stuff that try to knock at your our mind to tell you, you've got to be this, or it was in your family, or this or that. The devil is a liar. If it's not in the word of God, glory be to God. Help us to receive, hallelujah, with your stripes, Jesus, we are healed. So when stuff come to try to aggravate us and try to come against us and try to form against us, we put ourselves in remembrance in the power of your word. Fight in Christ Jesus' name. Every lie saying you got to have headaches. It's that time of the month, so you know you got to have headaches. You got to be sick. You got to be curled up on the floor of the bathroom. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. I am well. I'm whole. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus, because with his stripes, I'm already healed. And I receive it. I agree with your word, Father God. Hallelujah. And I praise your name. Thank you, Lord God. We pray, oh God, the sword of the Spirit, your anointed word, will be released as we pray the prayers of faith. Hallelujah, Lord God, with expectation. It goes out over the airways, and those that are suffering with respiratory or some type of COVID condition, we pray in Christ Jesus, the sword of the Spirit, begin to annihilate, consume, and destroy it. That's attacking people's bodies in Jesus' name. We pray for those in hospitals and psychiatric facilities, nursing homes, prisons, Lord God, homebound, Lord God. We pray for those that are suffering with long-term COVID conditions. We pray for special miracles of healings to those people that have been suffering, those, Lord God, that are suffering with mind disorders. The devil have messed with their minds. We plead the blood of Jesus and bind up that wicked demon of affliction of the mind in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you that if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will. Yes, and it shall be done. You are God, and you keep your word. Glory be to God. Father, I just love you. I thank you. I praise you that you're concerned about our concerns, our children, the schools, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. God, the caretakers, in the name of Jesus. God, the health care and medical staffs, in Christ Jesus' name. God, we are praying, oh God, even for orthodontics and those that are dental that work on the teeth, in Christ Jesus' name. Well, we thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God. Somebody, Lord God, don't have dental insurance. Somebody don't have medical insurance, but we thank you that you're so good, that you handle those situations. We pray for those that have eye conditions, who may have cataract and don't have no way of how they're going to pay for it. We pray, God, that you release unto them the supernatural miracle, because healings, all healings come from you. And so we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for what you're doing in this hour. We pray for those who have bleeding or blood disorders. We pray in Christ Jesus' name for great deliverance of those who've been sitting, if you will, by the pool of Bethesda, so to speak, for so long a time. In other words, Father God, those that's been in a condition for so long a time, they may have had a stroke and they still only have one side of their limb active. We pray, God, that you restore them to good health, because you're able. You can, yes, I always say, Lord, you blink your eye and it's done. And I pray that it is done in Christ Jesus' name. I pray for a great deliverance. I pray, Lord God, for the soul of man, the heart of man, the mind of man, that will be transformed by the renewing of our minds with that which is good. What is good? The word of God. Hallelujah. And that if thou canst, as Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. I pray, Lord God, people stop listening to the culture, to the times, Lord God, to what our families have gone through, and begin to hear what you say in your word. Glory be to God. God, I thank you so much. Father, I pray for, Lord God, our families, Lord God, our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. I pray, oh Lord God, for good, sound minds, healthy bodies in Christ, a mind to choose the good thing in Christ Jesus' name. Lead us in the path of everlasting, Lord God, the straight and narrow path. And God, keep us off that path. Help us to realize, Lord God, let the Holy Ghost begin to speak out loud and say, you're going down the wrong path. You need to get back on the right path now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you know what's best for us. And help us, Lord God, to get an agreement. Lord God, that yes, you do know what's best and you're working things out for our good, but you want us to make good choices, better choices than we've made in the past. So we ask you right now in the name of Jesus for, Lord God, the things we've done in the past and we know we missed it, Lord God. We ask you to forgive us for our sins. Have mercy on our soul. Forgive us, Lord God. We pray, oh Lord God, if we have things bent up in our heart, pent up in our heart and soul, Lord God, unforgiveness, bitterness, anger, Lord God, hatred, envy, Lord God, racism, whatever it is, Lord God, we pray that we empty ourselves, loose ourselves from things that are just not godly. Help us, Lord God, to realize and then want to come back with the excuse that, well, you know, that's in our family. You know, we always been like this. The devil is a liar. I'm a born-again, baptized believer of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, glory be to God. I'm a child of God, an heir of God, joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's given me authority, according to Luke, praise God, 10:19. Hallelujah, glory be to God. I can say something about the situation, praise God, Mark 11:22, praise God. Have faith in God, and then say something about the mountain in your life. And said, devil, you getting up out of my family's life. I plead the blood of Jesus against that demon of mind trouble and disorder. In the name of, I pray God, hallelujah, for a special deliverance of those, Lord God, that are yet suffering in Christ Jesus' name. I praise you, Lord God, this evening. I thank you, Lord God. I lift up my Aunt Betty in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I don't know what all's going over. You just hear news this that way or this way, but I pray, God, for a great deliverance. I pray, God, for marriages on tonight. In the name of Jesus, you said what you put together, we shouldn't get in the way and try to do things our way and start hating old people and start talking about people. We need to do better. Father, forgive us for our behaviors. In Christ Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. Touch that tooth that's causing pain right now. In the name of Jesus. God, we pray for those who are having trouble with a digestive system, maybe having trouble with incontinence. Lord God, we pray that you open up clogged arteries. Yes. Dissolve any blood clots right now in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you for no aneurysms, no heart attacks, no strokes, no cancer growths. Let cancer be a thing of the past in Christ Jesus' name. God, I thank you that you are God and you do what you say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you give us opportunity to come to you and bring our supplications to you with thanksgiving, believing that we receive. And we, Lord God, we know by faith that it's done in Christ Jesus' name. I lift up my brothers and sisters on this prayer line tonight. I pray for Minister BJ, her entire family. Continue to touch her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Continue to meet her needs, Father God. I lift up Miss Pam, my aqua aerobic teacher, Lord God, who has had a reaction to the flu vaccine. And we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus for a full recovery for her in Christ Jesus' name. We pray that her needs are met, nothing missing, nothing broken. Thank you, Father God. And God, you know about a job situation. If somebody's been trying to get rid of her, Lord God, you work that situation out for her good. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Thank you so much. Father God, I just thank you so much. I lift up, Lord God, my other prayer warriors on this line, those that are not prayer warriors. We pray for them. We pray for Pastor Apostle Burton and, praise God, Prophetess Bird, praise God, in the name of Jesus, Pastor Sims, in Christ Jesus' name, Sister Alexander, Brother Black, Sister McCormick, in Christ Jesus' name, Sister Rachel, in Christ Jesus' name, Sister Brenda, in Christ Jesus' name. Father God, we lift up your servants on tonight. Some I may not have called their names, praise God, but I pray for them all, and I pray for their families. I thank you, Lord God, that we run to the rock, hallelujah. And as the songwriter says, hallelujah, hide us, Lord God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. I thank you, you said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I thank you this evening, Father God. I praise you. I pray for those, Lord God, that can't do for themselves. And I pray for those caretakers, Lord God, that are helping them, Lord God. I pray people will learn to treat each other right on the jobs. I pray for angels to go before us all, Lord God, when people are traveling. Be with them. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And we cancel plots, scams, schemes, traps at the enemy. We call it null and void because whatever we say, believing that we receive, we have it. So I cancel these, Lord God, secret plots that the enemy is trying to devise against your people. And we say no weapon. We say what your word said, no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. We pray for our families, Lord God, those that are not yet saved that come to you. We pray for our persecuted Christians, pray for the nation of Israel in the name of Jesus. We lift up, Lord God, those in Ukraine. In the name of Jesus, we're praying for all of those that have been displaced, Lord God, destitute, poverty-stricken. Lord God, we pray for people all over the world because you are our Father. You made us. And we pray, God, things work out the way you desire for all of us in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, we pray that you nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, works of evil, works of witchcraft, whatever it is that's trying to interfere with your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. We pray that it is stopped in Christ Jesus' name. Father, I love you, Jesus. I thank you for sitting at the right hand of Father. Continue to make it intercession for us. And thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father. Take not thy Holy Spirit from us. Keep us, Lord God. Keep us in your presence. And let us seek to hear from you and always desire your divine will to be done. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, and we count it done. Amen. Hallelujah and glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We lift you up. We glorify you. We magnify your name, Father God. We thank you for loving us, keeping us, watching over us, protecting us. We thank you, Father God, from where our blessings flow. We thank you for being Lord of Lords and King of Kings, the great I Am, mighty counselor, Prince of Peace, he that was and is and shall forever be. We thank you, Father, that you will never leave nor forsake us. We thank you that we can call on that name that is above every name that's named, and that name is Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you sit in high places, hallelujah, and you look over us and you watch out for us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hebrews 4:12 says, but the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life and the soul and the spirits and the joints, and it exposes and sifts and analyzes and judges the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. So, Father, I pray that we do use this word like never before, even as we are entering, God, to the end of this year. Help us to be mindful of the tricks of the enemy, for he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He comes, God, to destroy the works of the saved, God. He comes, God, to destroy. He takes our health. He takes our throats. He takes our mind. He is a deceiver. And help us, Father God, not to fall for everything, dear God, but help us to keep our eyes on you. Help us to look to the hills from which cometh our help and know that our help cometh from you, dear God, in Jesus' name. Bless the Lord, which has not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel, and he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life and a nourisher of thine old age. Ruth 4:14 and 15. God, I want to lift up the aging people to you tonight, dear God. Lord God, our Father and all the creation, I lift up to you the elder people of all the land, the able bodies and mentally alert, as well as those who need special care in nursing homes. Those, Father God, that has Alzheimer's and dementia. Those, Father God, who the enemy have come in and taken their mind, I pray that they have the mind of Christ, that they hold your feelings and purposes in their own heart. God, I pray for those, because the older people are now a target, God, especially this time of the year, when the enemy comes in by telemarketers and people who have found ways to get around the law and trick people by making promises that ain't nothing but lies. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you protect the older people during the season, not only through that trickery, God, but for those, God, who have children and their children are far away and those that are alone, God, that have nobody. That is a good way for the enemy to sneak in and try to steal from them mentally, spiritually, and financially, dear God. So I lift up the older people to you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I bless the caretakers who watch out for the needs of our growing elder population, because we're living longer, dear God. Teach them to wait upon you for the strength they need. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that they treat them the way they would treat their own mother or their own father, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus that they would do the job, God, that they are getting paid to do, that they would not neglect them. They would not abuse them. They would not take advantage of them or any other thing in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon this population, dear God, in Jesus' name. And help us, God, to always know that you are always for us and not against us. Help us, dear God, in these last days of this year, to watch as well as pray. God, you are all strength. You are all strong tower. We can run into you and be saved, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I lift up them to you today, God, in the name of Jesus. And I do, Father, lift up my sister to you right now as she deal with the husband who have Alzheimer's, God. I pray for her strength. I pray, Father God, that you will be with her as I know she's getting tired and he wants her. That's all he wants, to be there to take care of her. So I'm asking you to strengthen her, dear God, in Jesus' name, and give her patience as she walk through this, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because God, we don't know what's going to happen before we leave here. But one thing that we know for sure, that you are God. You never change, and you never will, and you are for us and not against us. And you are our strength, God. So I pray for her strength during this hour like never before, in the precious name of Jesus. And I pray, God, for those children that they will come and just give her an outing, God. Give her that opportunity to get away for a while, and that they would stand in the gap, dear God, in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we do thank you. And there are many, Father God, that during this season that will be alone, and it's an open door for Satan to come in and bring depression and oppression and everything else. But God, help us just to stand and help us to know, Father God, that we can do all things through you that strengthen us. Help us to know, Father God, that you are there, that we are never alone, dear God. Help us, Father God, to be strong like never before. And I pray, hallelujah, that the young people, the families, God, will be smart enough to know that they need to give them a little bit more care, that they need to be there a little bit more often. So, God, I pray for the older generation like never before. And I also pray for this young generation. God, give them wisdom. Give them wisdom. They are wise in the way of the things of the world. But when it comes to the things of God, the things that are right, God, they're just out there creating their own world. I pray for their strength. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they would seek you for the will of God. I pray, Father God, that there would not be a falling away and falling into those diverse places, God, by lending their ears and their eyes to the things of the world. But they would be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the things of God. I pray for their strength now, God, in Jesus' name. You are the protector, Father God. You watch over us and you keep us. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I would say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress. In God we can trust. So help us, Father God, and deliver us from the snares of the enemy. For Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy, dear God. Satan is never for us. He's always against her, and he is a deceiver. Help us in these last days, God, not to be deceived by the trickery and the schemes and schisms of Satan, in Jesus' name. God, we come against witchery and warlocks and devil worshipers and card readers and Ouija boards and all the spirits of divination, Father God, that people get involved with, and the devil will kill them, Father God. Hallelujah. So help us like never before, God, to be wise and use wisdom. Help us to pray without ceasing, Father God. Help us to seek your face, because we need you, God. We need you. We need your wisdom. We need you, God. We need your strength. Hallelujah. Help us not to depend on ourselves, God, because this flesh will fool us every time. But help us to know, God, that we need you. We need you, God. We need you like never before. There are so many things, God, that's going on. There's so many things, God, that can keep our focus. There are so many things, God, that can pull us from the will of God. But I pray for our strength, God, like never before. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will come to that place, God, that we know that we need your thoughts. We need your wisdom. We need your instructions, Father. We need to hear from you like never before. Time now that the enemy's gotten smart, Father God, and they make a lie sound so much like the truth. So men and women are being pulled away from the truth. You said that that would happen in the last days, Father God, because we're going to have tickling ears. Hallelujah. We're going to have tickling ears, and we're going to let things come into our eye gate, God, that's going to look just like the truth, but it's a lie. So, Father God, I pray for our strength. I pray in the name of Jesus as I come against the enemy, and the enemy is Satan, God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Help us to know that we're going to be persecuted in these last days, dear God. Blessed are you when men rebel against you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. God, you told us to rejoice and be glad in you, Father God. So help us, Father God, to come to that place where in the midst of everything that's going on, we can call on the name of Jesus, that name that is above every name. Keep us covered with the blood of Jesus, from the crown of our head, God, to the soles of our feet. God, we bless your name, Father. We ask you to help us, Father God, to watch, hallelujah, as well as pray. Because they got a new game and new schemes and schisms every day, dear God. So help us to stay connected to the force, God, in Jesus' name. Because you are our power. We can't do nothing without you. And help us to come to that knowledge, God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray for pastors and ministers, God. And I pray for the church that we will be strong like never before. I pray, God, that we will walk in unity and oneness, Father God. I pray that we recognize and know that we are not enemies against one another, but we have a common enemy, and his name is Satan. And if we are not careful, he'll come in and divide, God. He'll come in and bring gossip and all kinds of stuff and try to destroy your church. But I thank you that that church is going to be strong, and even the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against it in the name of Jesus. Father, we honor you, we praise you, and we give you glory, thanking you even for the word that went forth last night, God, about words being in our mouths and being careful of what we think, of what we hear, and especially of what we say. Because words have power. Because, God, you gave power to the word of God. Whatever you could say, it became exactly what you said. So help us to know we're your body, we're your church, and the greater one lives in us. And because the precious Holy Spirit lives in us, he come to lead and to guide us into all truth. And his thoughts is within us. So whatever we speak, God, we have to believe that that thing shall come to pass. We have to believe that when we pray, you hear us, you answer us. And God, we have to know without a doubt, Father God, that you would not withhold any good thing from us. So God, give us a new attitude as the body of Christ. Help us, Father God, like never before, to stand on the word of God and on the truth of God. Help us, Father God, not to fall away with every other doctrine, God, and to not get caught up with what the world is saying or what the world is doing. Even those folk, God, that's in the church now are siding with the world. Yes, God, you commanded us to love everybody, everybody. Sinners and Christians alike, we are to love, Father God. But we are not to fall prey. We can't come away from your word, God, because your word is true. You said, let your word be the truth and every man be a liar. So if it don't line up with your word, Father God, we can't walk. You said, how can two walk together unless they agree? So help us to know, Father God, that loving don't mean that we're going to agree with everything you do and everything you say. It means that we're going to love you through it, that we're going to stand by your side, that we're going to pray for you. But we can't come in agreement with you if it comes against the word of God. So I'm praying for the church to be strengthened by the word of God. I'm praying for your church now, God, in Jesus' name, to be that saltness, dear God, in these last days like never before. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, but we continue to seek your face. Hallelujah. Seeking your face, God, like never before. God, this is a time and people don't even realize that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, ruler of the darkness of this world. And therefore, Father God, we got to have on the whole armor of God so that we don't get caught up and that we don't get pulled away from your truth and from your word, Father God, in Jesus' name. Because the greatest lie that the devil can tell us, that we don't need you in this hour, that we can do this and we can do that, God, so help us to take the armor of God that we might be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, standing therefore, having all the loins girded about with the truth, your word, Lord, which is truth, contains all the weapons of all warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down the strongholds. God, help us to put on the breastplate of righteousness, which is faith and love. Our feet, God, are shod with the preparation of God for peace. In Christ, we have peace and pursue peace with all men. We are ministers of reconciliation, proclaiming the good news of the gospel. Help us to take the shield of faith, wherewith we are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, the helmet of salvation, holding the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of God's heart, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, in face, God, of all the trials and tests and temptations and tribulation. We cut to pieces the snares of the enemy by speaking the word of God. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We thank you, Father, for the armor. We will pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season, in the Spirit, with all prayers and entreaties. To this end, we will keep alert and watch with strong perseverance, interceding in behalf of all the saints by our power and abilities and sufficiency, God, from you who has qualified us as a minister and a dispenser of a new covenant. Help us, God, to depend on you. Help us to stand our ground. Help us to be in position, Father God. Help us to be strong by your power, God, like never before. In these last days, seeing so many people get caught up in things, God, don't have nothing to do with you, and they think they are right. And there are people that have been walking with you all their life. Help us to know that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and he wants us. He wants our minds. He wants our thoughts. And he wants us, Father God, to be just like the world. And if we let it in our eye gates and in our ear gates, God, after a while, we'll be just like them. So help us to be careful, God, and know that we are not exempt from the tricks of the enemy. And help us, Father God, to really persevere. Help us to be strong like never before. And God, we do pray again for the leaders of this country. God, that they will come to the conclusion that they need you. We need you, God, in government. Because without you, and I don't care how much education they got, I don't care how much they know about world events, I don't know how much strategy or whatever they know, God, without you, we are nothing. So I pray for the leaders, God, that they would get closer and closer to you. I pray that they would seek your face, God, with every assignment that comes for the leadership of this nation, God, that they would seek your face and trust in what you say. Because, God, you will make every crooked way straight. So, God, we lift up the leaders, God, to you now in Jesus' name. And we pray for the men and women all over this world, Father God, that they would come into the knowledge of who you are, We're praying that this gospel will go forth, God, to every corner of the world, Father God, so that men and women, God, will stand upright and receive you as Lord and Savior. We are praying, Father God, even for those now that are hungry or water, whatever they need, God, that they know that everything they need is in you. Praying for the missionaries, God, as they go forth now into places, God, that they put their lives in danger every day to take this gospel throughout this world, Father, because you are soon to come. And we know that once everybody's heard of you, God, that you're coming back for your own. Help us to be ready. Help us not to miss it, dear God, in Jesus' name. So we are praying, God, that the gospel will go forth in remote places where people never heard of Jesus Christ. So, God, we thank you and we love you. We thank you for listening to us tonight. As I come in agreement, God, with every prayer that has gone forth with Pastor BJ and Minister Willette, Father God, with those power-packed prayers, I come in agreement with them, God, in Jesus' name. And we are believing you for the results, dear God, according to your will and your purpose, as we yield to you this night. And we say, have your way in our lives, Father God. And again, help us, Father God, for that rebirth, retraining our minds and our throats to agree with the word of God, not just in mouth service, but to be doers of the word, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you tonight. And even for the prayers that are about to come forth after us, God, I come in agreement with them because we are one. You said, well, two or three come together, touching and agreeing on any one thing, it shall come to pass. So we're believing you for great things. We're believing you for miracles, dear God. We are believing you for souls in this last days like never before. So, God, we thank you for your son, Jesus. And we do thank you, God, that this is the season that we would think about Christ instead of gifts or what I can get or what I need. But we would know that everything that we need is in Christ Jesus. Blessings and honor be to you tonight, God. And we love you because you first loved us. We love you, God, because you gave your son for us. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank God for Pastor Hubble and Prophet Bird and Minister Willette and the other ones that's come behind. I just thank God for each and every one of you, for all your pearls and for just touching and agree with each and every one of you tonight. Just thanking God for just being so good, for just making ways when we don't even understand how ways going to be made. Thanking him for his word, that he sent his word to heal his people. Thank you for that. Thank you for letting us know that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So thanking him that we are alive today, that we are well, and that nobody had to roll us to any place today. And thanking him for how he breathed on us this morning. Thanking him for how there was nothing, no tragedy in our family or nothing like that on today, God. Thanking him, God, for all of these, for his grace and mercy. So good, God. I love you today, God. I appreciate you. I honor you because you're so worthy of the glory and honor. Thank you for just making ways when we don't even understand, God. That is something. So many walking around and thinking that they're going the right way and they're going the wrong way. Or there's a way that seems right unto man, but the end of that way is death. So, God, we pray that you open up the blinding eyes of people that they can realize, God, that you are a healer. You are a saver. You are our deliverer tonight. That you are the one that sent your son, Jesus Christ, in this world, not to condemn the world, but through by him that we all could be saved. You have no respect to a person on tonight, God, and I thank you for that, Lord, knowing that anybody can come boldly to the throne of grace, that we can attain mercy and find grace in a time of need. You just that kind of God. You said faith. You said now faith is a subject of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We don't have to see it. We just trust you and believe because all things are possible to those that believe. So, Father, we thank you on tonight, Lord, and we just want to thank you, Lord God, for just breathing on us. That's just one thing. I just think on that. I wake up in the middle of the night sometimes, and I think about I'm still breathing, and that's a blessing right by itself because we could all be gone. So I just give glory and honor to the Lord because he's so good. Thanking him, Lord, for food on our table. Thanking him for clothes on our back. Thanking him for these things sometimes that we don't even call out that God is so merciful and he yet do it for us. And so I just thank God for it on tonight. I honor you on tonight, Lord. Thanking you, Lord God, for the knowledge that you have given me, the knowledge to know that didn't have to stay in the same old boat, that you can be different. You don't have to be the same old person when we're blind and couldn't see, when the veil on our eyes was, you know, we were just blind and thought we were seeing right and we were going wrong. We were going the wrong way. That's just something to think about. Just something to think about. My mind, you know, I thank God for Pastor Steele last night. I tell you, my mind here been thinking some things ever since then about, you know, how to talk and how to say things. You know, wanna say the right thing. Don't wanna be just out just talking just to talk. Just wanna be able to help somebody and let them know that God is able. God is able to bring you through. God is able to help you in every problem, in every situation. You don't have to stay in the same old way that you always walked in. There can be a change in your life in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I just thank you. I just thank you all tonight, Lord God, and I just pray it. I just bind up every spirit, anything that's not like you. God, I just bind in and out, and I just plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord God, for all the prayer warriors that's on the line on tonight, God. And I pray right now, Father God, for their children on tonight, God. And I ask a special prayer, Lord God, for Minister Carmelina, God. I just ask you to touch her body. I ask you, Lord God, to continue to go with her, God, as she continue to go through the things that she's finna get ready to go through. God, I know that you already worked it out. I know it's already done. And I'm thanking you, God, for it right now in advance in the name of Jesus because it's already worked out. It is well with my soul. It is well with her soul in the name of Jesus because it's already worked out and it's already done. I thank you, God, for the people that's going to, the nurses, the doctors, and everyone that's going to be around her. I pray, Lord God, that we'll continue, Lord God, to lift her up, God, and knowing that she's going to come out as good as well, and everything is going to be all right in the name of Jesus. So, God, we're just going to just believe it and trust it and put it in your hands and leave it there and let you work these things out in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray for her and I pray for other ones that's going through sickness in their body on tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, I pray, Lord God, for those that's going through diabetes on tonight, Father God. I ask you, Lord God, to touch minds of people, Lord God, those that their minds is confused with different things. So many are going through things where they have lost their loved ones, loved ones not here, just going to be here this year for Christmas, and some of them is down and out about different situations. Lord God, I pray that you will give them strength, God. I pray that you will encourage them on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Some have lost their loved ones just like it just snatched out, was here one day and gone the next day, and some may have a long journey that they have lost their loved one. So, God, we pray for those kind of people, Lord God, In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to have mercy on them, God, because you is a good God, and you will supply their needs. You will comfort them, Lord God, and you will let them know, God, that you will never leave them nor forsake them, Lord God. You will let them know that you'll be right there to the end in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you right now because we know that the word of God says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which coming my help, letting us know that all our help come from you on tonight, God. And heaven and earth may pass away, but the word of God is going to stand. So we must stand and we must believe what the word say to be able to bring us out, to be able to bring us through the things in the situation that we are going through in the last and every day. We know that the word of God also says in Galatians 6:9, let us not be weary and we'll do it and do season we'll reap if we faint not. So God, help us to stay strong. Help us to stay strong, but we must stay strong in you, Lord God, that you will give us that strength and power to hold on to what you have gave us, to hold on to your Holy Spirit, your Holy Ghost, Lord, your power to stand in a day and time like this. We give glory and honor to you, Lord God, because you're so good. You're so merciful, Lord God. So many, God, so many things to pray about, so many things. But we know, God, and we know, God, that you already know. You already know. You said ask. You said we had not because we asked not. And sometimes we ask in the wrong way. So, God, we just ask you right now to strengthen people everywhere. So many things to call out and so many things to say. But, God, I know you see and you know all things. You said in your word, God, you said, let not our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He believed in me, believe also in him. You said in my Father house, there are many mentioned. If it wasn't so, you would not have told us. You say you go to a prayer place, and if you go, you're coming back. And to receive them to ourselves, and where I am, you may be also. But you know, there was Thomas. Thomas said, how can I know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one coming to the Father but by me. And if you go in the other way, you're a thief and a robber. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that people realize that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the one that we come to boldly to the throne of grace. You are the one that we seek and ask to help us in the problems and situation that we're going through. We love you on tonight, Lord. We pray, Lord God. We pray for the President of the United States. We pray for the law enforcement, God. We pray for Vice President. We pray, Lord God, for so many things that's happened, Lord God. People that's on the standing side of the road when people don't have food or don't have a job or whatever, Lord God. God, touch them, Lord God. Touch them today, God. Let them know, God, that they can be a change in their life. They can be a change. But we have to want to change. We have to want to make a change. And we have to want to make a difference in our life. God, help us all, Lord. Touch the mind. It's a mind thing. And the enemy have blinded the minds of people and don't want them to have a mind to do right. Don't want them to have a mind to want to make a difference. Just want them to stay in one little same old boat all the time and never think they can't be different or can't come a little higher in things. Touch them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. My heart goes out to people tonight, God, and I know you see and I know you know. And I know you see, you're going to work it out, and I know you're doing it right now as we speak. Behind the scenes, you're working out some situation right now. We give it all in to you tonight, Lord God. We cast all those cares on you because we know you cares for us. So we pray, Lord God, that you'll continue to bless the people in the body of Christ, Lord God, minister everywhere, God. Touch them, Lord. Help them to stand and stand on the word and teach the people of God how and what way to go. But most of all, help us that's in the church learn how to get in that word for ourselves. Not just looking to the pastor, but get in and search the scriptures out for your own self. And those you see that you have life and have it there, have it more abundantly. So, God, we just want to thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. And we give glory and honor to you, Lord God, because nobody can do us like you can. And we must go to the Word. The Word is the only thing that's going to help us, only thing that's going to help us to be different. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. We pray for Mother. Thank God for the prayers. Mother McCormick, Mother Alexander and Pastor Sam's name.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord, in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. Because, Father God, if it's not been for you, where would we be? Thank you, Lord, for being the Lord of our life. Thank you, Lord, for watching over our sons and daughters, Lord. Lord, you know every need and you know what is going on. But one thing we know that your word tells us, Lord, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. That means our sons and daughters is in your hands, Lord. And we claim victory in every area, Lord God, because you're a God that hear cry. You are the faithful God. Nothing is impossible for you to do, Lord God. Help us to hold on to our faith and stand strong in the word of God. Because if you said it, Lord, there's no other thing else to do about it. But just depend on your word and stand faithful in your word. You tell us, Lord, you execute judgment for our children. Your word tells us that, Lord God, that you execute judgment for the fatherless, Lord. And, Lord, we're standing. We're standing on the promises. Because only you can guide them, Father God. And we know that you answer prayer, Heavenly Father. So we thank you, Lord, for watching over our sons and daughters, wherever they are, Lord, wherever they go, whatever their needs is. We already know that you have it in your hands, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, as we stand in the gap, Lord God, because your promises is what we're standing on, and we claim it because you said it, Lord. There is no other way, Heavenly Father. Lord, you are a God that stands faithful to your word. If you said it, we believe it, Heavenly Father, and we stand faithfully in it, like our forefathers stand faithfully. We stand in faithfully because your promises never change. And, Lord, we thank you so much, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us, Lord God. We thank you for watching over our grands and great-grands, Lord God, because, Lord, you're the only way. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to strengthen them, Lord God. Those that know you, Heavenly Father, we ask you to continue to keep a hedge around them, Lord. Let them continue to stand strong and believe, Lord God, that nothing is impossible for the Lord to do for them. Help them to stand, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. And those that don't know you, Lord, we ask, Lord God, send someone part the crossway, Lord, to let them know that there is a Lord Jesus that loved them. And never leave them, Lord God. Help them to know, Lord God, that he stands faithfully for them, Lord, because he was on that crucified. And help them to remember, Lord, what they was taught, that the Lord is always there. No matter what goes on in their life, always call upon the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for how good you've been to us all, Heavenly Father. For you are the only way, Heavenly Father. There is no other. You are the heart regulator, Lord. No matter what's going on in the heart, cry out to you because you are the only one can regulate the heart, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. As we pray for brothers and sisters that we know and that we don't know, Lord God, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to have mercy, Lord Jesus. Those that are going through some trial time, Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to have mercy, Lord God. Grant favor, Lord God, because we know you're a God that hear cry. One thing we know, Father God, that your promises is real. And your word tell us, Lord, whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. And we binding up the works of the enemy that come against them. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. We claim victory in every one of their life, Lord God. Victory through the storm. Nothing is too hard for you, Father. You promise us in your word, Lord God, that you'll never leave them nor forsake them. Lord, we're standing on those promises. Whatever come, Lord, we know that we have a faith in you, Lord God, that no matter what goes on here in this world, you already know all about it. And so, Lord, we're thanking you for mercy and grace, you know, sons and daughters' life, that you guide them, Heavenly Father. You see every here, nothing is hidden from you, Father. But, Lord, we're thanking you for favor, Lord, favor in their life, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so merciful, Heavenly Father. For it's only you can make a way, Lord. No man can close, Lord, because your word said it. Cast all your cares on you. All our cares, we cast it on you, Heavenly Father, and we stand faithful, believing in your word by faith that you'll never let us down, Heavenly Father. You said in your word, Lord, if we pray, help us to remember, Lord, that prayer is the key, and that if we trust you, Lord God, we stand faithful, Lord God. We be immovable, Heavenly Father, because we trust you that you will make a way, Lord, because you said it, we believe it. Oh, God, help us to walk this line straight, Father God. Help us to stand faithful in your promises. Lord, we claim debt cancellation, Lord God. Debt cancellation, Lord God, because we know you can, Heavenly Father, and we know you will, Heavenly Father, because of our faithfulness to you, Father God. Help us to stand faithful in whatever we do, Lord God, knowing that you hear everything. And you're a faithful God, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord, for watching over our sons and daughters, Lord, bringing them out of trials and tribulation, Lord God, because no one else can do it but you, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we just thank you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Sickness and disease that come against the body, we binding it up in the name of Jesus, and we command it to loose in the name of Jesus. Loose the body in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. We claim they are healed, Lord God. Heal in the name of Jesus. We claim it, Father God, that no weapon, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Lord, you see it all, Lord God. You see everything, Heavenly Father. We hid, nothing is hidden from you. You see it all, and nothing is too hard for you to do. Father, help us to continue to be persistent in doing your will, Lord God, and standing faithful on your word. Because you said it, Lord, we believe it. There is no other way for us, Heavenly Father. As we come as one, Lord God, and this Monday night, come and one, claiming the victory for our families, Lord. Claiming the victory for families of others that we know and don't know, Lord God, because they are going through some situation, Father God. But we know that you see it all and you know it all. And we know, Father God, nothing is impossible for you. Help us to continue to stand strong and boldly on the promises, Lord God, because you won't fail us, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, Lord God, for watching over our families, Lord God, making a way out of no way, Lord God, because you are a God that hears cries, Heavenly Father. Lord, you hear the cry of our forefathers all those centuries ago. We know you hear us because anything changed, but you don't change. Your word tell you, Lord, you're the same today and yesterday and forevermore. You're the same God that our father cried out to in those centuries. And you're the same God we crying out to for our sons and daughters, for our grandchildren, our great-grand, for our brothers and sisters, for Hayarabushata, your pastors, oh God. Strengthen your pastors that's standing strong and bold, Lord God. Oh, Lord, you see them, Heavenly Father. You see them through the storm. You see them standing faithful. And, Lord, we pray that you continue to keep a hedge around them, Lord, binding up aches and pain that try to come against them. We bind those spirit up right now in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. For it have no authority over your pastors, Lord. No authority in the name of Jesus. Aches and pain got to loose the body in Jesus' name. We claim the victory in the name of Jesus because, Lord, you gave us the victory. And we claim it's done in the name of Jesus because your promises, Lord, we're standing on those promises. We know no other way, Heavenly Father, but to call on the name of Jesus and to stand boldly on the promises. We bind up the hacks and pain that try to attack the body. We bind it up and we command it to loose. It shall not have dominion in the body of the pastors. Oh, God, your word said, Lord God, You give us pastors of your own heart. And Lord, we're standing in the gap for them to stand strong in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for being the Lord of our life, Lord God, because where would we be without you, Heavenly Father, to guide us, Lord? Because there is no other way, Heavenly Father. You are the only way, Lord God. Continue to bless our brothers and sisters in the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to keep them strong, Lord God. Continue to give them the armor to stand regardless what come, Lord God, knowing that you are in control of their life, Lord God. And Lord, you said in your word for us to pray for those that is in entirety. We pray for the head of this prayer line, Lord God. Continue to bless this pastor, Lord God. Continue to keep her strong, Lord God, that she continue to roll on and do the work that you gave her to do, Lord God. Father, you said in your word, ask and believe when we ask, you receive. So, Lord, that's what we come today to do, Lord God, asking you, Heavenly Father, to keep her hedge around these young people, Lord God. Keep her hedge around them, Father God. Help them to continue to stand, Lord God. Those that know you, Lord, strengthen them, Lord, that they continue to stand regardless what, Lord God. Continue to stand. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing the lands, Lord God. For I know you heal the land, Heavenly Father. I know you heal the land. And I thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We bind up the works of the enemy that come against the mind of the people, Lord God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we cast that foul spirit back to the pit where it belongs. And we claim victory in the name of Jesus. Victory in their life, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray, Heavenly Father. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to God. Amen.
We come in agreement with every prayer that has been prayed tonight, Father, because these are some mighty prayer warriors who lift up your name, Father, and that's what we want to do. We want to lift your name up. Then men and women, boys and girls everywhere would want to hear more of the word. They'd want to be saved. They want to hear what the Lord has to say, because he's truly written out a roadmap that will lead you, if you follow it, from earth to glory. But first you have to acknowledge that he is the Lord and Savior of your life. And Father, we thank you and we praise you. We give you honor because you are the high and mighty ruler of the universe. It's been said already many times tonight even that you can do anything. Nothing is too hard for you. But we come, Lord, to lift you up. And you said in Chronicles, you said that if your people would humble themselves and pray and seek your face, you would heal their land. And I know a lot of people, Father God, are coming to you and humbling themselves, but it must not be enough yet. But, Father, we ask you, Father, to turn this dread pandemic, corona and all the rest, they got another one called XBB or something that's in the airways, Lord, but we know that you can handle it. Nothing's too hard for you. Yes, sir. Thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. But, Father, in the midst of this turmoil and all of this that's going on, Father, we ask you to help us, make us truly grateful for the blessings that we receive. I went out this afternoon, Lord God, and came in my house, and it was warm. And a lot of people don't have a house to go in, let alone a warm house. They can't go to the kitchen and fix a sandwich because there's nothing in there. But we have the privilege and the opportunity, Lord, to say thank you and be grateful. And some of us are not grateful and thankful. If you got chicken, they want a steak. If you got steak, they want a caviar. But, Lord, help make us grateful. And show us, Lord God, how to love like you do, unconditionally, Lord.
And we are supposed to imitate you. Show us how to do it, Father, because we don't know. But you wrote in your word, you told us who the enemy was and what he came to do. And sometimes, Father, we are our own worst enemy because of the things we say, the words we use, Father, and that we won't completely surrender our hearts to you. I come, Father, praying for my family, my children, and my grandchildren, Father. We ask, I hold them up to you, Father, and we ask you, Father, to save those that are not saved, Father. Strengthen the weak. Help them, Lord, to do your will. And we pray that prayer for everybody on this line, everybody listening, and we pray for young people all over the land and country, wherever they might be. And we also, we had tonight, I believe it was Prophetess Bird who prayed for the elderly. Father, we come praying for the careless and the unconcerned, those that don't want to know you, that don't care to know you, don't think you're real. But, Father, we know that you're real because you're real in our soul, Father. You can't convince us otherwise. And, Father, we ask you to bless mankind everywhere, as far as humanity treads the soil, Lord, bless them everywhere, not just in the United States, but the worldwide, Father. We love you and we praise you. We give you honor, Father. And we do pray for the sick and shut-in people, people that don't have anybody to help them, Lord. We pray for them. Send help. Send somebody. Put them on their heart. Go over and help Mr. So-and-so or Miss So-and-so. They need help. Father, we do love you. We know you love us because you sent your only son to die on Calvary's rugged cross for our sins. You said, if you be lifted up, you will draw, Father. Help us to stay steady in the boat. We know it gets rocking and reeling sometimes, but just help us to sit steady in the boat, Lord God, that we'll be a witness for you all everywhere we go. When we walk in a room, the Holy Ghost walks in there with us and changes the complexion of that room, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Let us use what you have given us, Father. And we have the Holy Ghost help. And give our angels something to do, Lord God. Help us, Father, as we go on this journey, that we'll be the ones that you're looking for in these last and evil days, Father. And when at last, Lord God, it's our time to come to you, Lord God. Help us, Father, to be ever so comfortable and mindful of where we're going, that we just lean our head upon your breast and breathe our life out sweetly there. No fear, no frustration, or just knowing we're at peace with you, because we do know living or dead, we belong to you. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for this time of prayer, Father. We love you. We do praise you. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We honor you, Lord Jesus, because you're worthy of all of our praise and you're worthy of all honor. We ask these prayers, Father, in the strong, mighty, and powerful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And, Father, we do pray for our armed forces, too, God. We're all around the nation, all around the globe, in various places where their lives are, glory to God, in danger, and thanking them for being there, protecting our country. We pray, God, that you bless their families, their loved ones, some been on missions and assignments for years and some for months, and some people are in some places and so forth. You can't even talk about it, that their life could be in danger just for even speaking of where they are, God. We ask you to bless, touch, and heal. Bless even some of those armed forces, glory to God, of people that don't even have the proper funding like they should, even though they're protecting our country. Pray for their families and Some of them have to go to government services to get the monies and food. We are praying, God, that they will be taken care of better than that. Pray, glory to God, that you touch and protect their children and their families too as well. As we pray for Ukraine and pray for these situations that are going on, even in this wartime, and those families and all of the bombing and everything that's going on. God, have mercy. But we thank you so much that this is a time to celebrate you even more for Jesus, our Savior, being born. Glory to God in the earth realm to redeem us back to the Father, all the sacrifice being made. Help us to remember that we're bought with a price and no more our own, and that we belong unto him, and that we are called out and set apart for such a time as this to even do a work for him. Help us to do it with joy and peace and excitement and anticipation. Thank God, glory to God, for him, the privileges that he's given us, and the freedom and liberty we have that we can call upon his name freely wherever we go, in the streets, in the home, wherever, glory to God. We bless you for it. And God, we pray for those that are spreading the gospel, and even in those places that they cannot stand out and say it openly. But God, they're still, glory to God, love you so much, they're willing to put their lives on the line to carry out your assignment, to get that word to those people so they can be free in Christ Jesus. Thank you even for the prison bound that are spiritually and physically bound, that they can find Christ Jesus in you and be able to be free in you. We love you for all that you've done and doing every day. Keep us covered under the blood. Dispatch your angels. Let no hurt or danger come upon us. Help us to seek out your face in making you first. Not our families, not our jobs, not our education, not glory at our status, but you first, Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray. Thank you again for these prayer warriors and the anointing and that you've given us to say and do in Jesus' name. Amen. We can find out if there's a word from anything that the Lord has given Pastor Bird or either Apostle Burton tonight. You can have that space. If not, we're going to go ahead on and take any prayer requests. Glory to God that are out there, that we'll do that now.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Yes, this is Alta.
Yes, ma'am.
Be still. Hold your talent. Don't drop it, my sisters. Don't drop your talent. God is using you. Seriously. I have been sick. I could not get up the bed. I have been hospitalized. I am back in the house. I can now walk from room to the kitchen. I could not stand up. I could not stand on my feet. But now, don't drop your talent.
Glory.
Thank you.
Bless
Thank
God.
You.
Bless
Thank
the
you.
Lord.
Thank you.
Praise.
And God is with us. Thank you. Doesn't matter who you are, but your faith. Thank you.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes.
God.
And stay blessed. Amen. Amen.
Father, we bless the Lord for Mother Arthur. God, we pray you continue to strengthen her body, encourage her. Thank you, Lord God, how you put in her spirit your love and caring for people, your love for her, your love for you, God. And even while she's challenged with her body, she's thinking about the body and encouraging us. I pray, God, you supernaturally touch her body even this night. Make her stronger like never before and touch that body. Let her be able to move around inside the house, outside the house, wherever she wants to go without any hindrances. We take authority over Satan and all this little cohort of those attacks that keep trying to come against her legs, her body, and her movement. We thank you that you're blessed to be ambulatory to go where she wants, whenever she desires, without any pain, without any ache, not in these attacks. We bind up the reoccurrences, and we bind up these transference spirits that will come back at her in the name of Jesus. We curse and cancel that it cease and it be eradicated, dismantled this day, and bind up every trick, snare, plot, plan. Glory to God that it be removed now and go back to the dry place whence it came. We pray you continue to bless her with strength and her joy and the peace of God. Pray, glory to God, you continue to bless her family. Bless, glory to God, her household. Bless her finances. God, we are praying, glory to God, for finances to come in from the east and west, the north and the south. We are praying, glory to God, for favor. We are praying for help, glory to God, in whatever she needs. We are praying, glory to God, that you prove yourself even this month before the month is out. God, that you continue to move in a miraculous way. That only thing she can say is to God be the glory. We know it had to be you. So, God, I pray you continue, glory to God, to bless her in a supernatural way, that all praise and glory and honor be going to you. We bind up the enemy, that whatever he's been trying to rob and steal in the background or whatever he's touched and tampered with, he got to restore back sevenfold. But we are praying, God, like never before, that word come alive in Mother Ursa the more, and her joy and her strength, even in her voice, glory to God, that you restore even that excitement, even in her voice. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that every limb, every muscle, every tendency, glory to God, blood flow, everything, glory to God, be regulated in that body, that it be like the fire of electricity in the anointing. Oh, glory, all the way from the head all the way down to her feet, that she can feel your anointing and your power. Glory to God, and change coming about in the name of Jesus. God, she fights to stay encouraged instead of being discouraged. So I thank you that you will bless her. You said in your word, if we walk upright before you, you'll hold no good thing from us. You said by your stripes we were healed. It was already done at Calvary. That thief that came to steal, kill, and destroy. But you said you came to give us that abundant life. You desire for her to be whole in every manner, every way of her life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God, to be blessed and prosper and to be in good health, and glory to God as her soul prosper in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your benefits, God. You are the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One, the More Than Enough God. And you said Jehovah Jireh, you are her provider. And you said you supply all her needs according to your riches and glory. So whatever the need is in the spiritual, the physical, the natural, emotional, whatever it is, God, you bless. And I pray you lift those burdens off her heart as you tell them, turn them over into you, glory to God. Even with the children, the grandchildren, her situation, her circumstance, even that with that body, God, you bless. Breathe on her afresh. Breathe on her afresh like the wind blowing. Glory to God, a fresh anointing. Breathe afresh on her in Jesus' name. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit, glory to God, like wells of living water, to spring up in her. And God, we give you the glory. And Satan, we serve notice on you and bind you up right now. Take authority of anywhere you try to come against the prayer. As the prayer said, not we rebuke, bind, and loose you from your assignment. We speak, Holy Spirit, have thine own way. And we give you glory and praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Glory. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are together. We are together. Thank you.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said something to me. Thank you, Lord.
We are together.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
We give you glory.
God bless you.
He is Lord. Amen.
Well, we love you. Praise the Lord. Anyone else with a prayer request?
Yes, ma'am. This is Laura.
All right,
Ms. Laura. I ask that y'all continue to keep me up in prayer, please.
You have anything you want us to target for prayer?
The lingering symptoms of this acute bronchitis and upper respiratory infection.
Mother Alexander, will you pray for Sister Laura about her request to come against the well, she hadn't been in the hospital for this emergency room, and she's it says lingering about those symptoms with the upper respiratory.
Bothering breathing.
And the breathing.
Mhm. Yes, ma'am.
I think Mother Alexander heard me. Mother Willett, you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Can you go ahead and take that prayer? I don't think Mother Alexander.
Yes, ma'am, I'll be glad to.
Oh, she dropped off the line. She's not there.
Laura's off the line?
No, Mother Alexander's off the line.
Okay, I'll take it. Heavenly Father, we just come before your presence, and we thank you so much, Father God, for what you've already done. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we can bring all our requests to you, Lord God, with thanksgiving, hallelujah, knowing that you hear us, and if you hear us, Lord God, by faith we receive, hallelujah, the request that we ask of thee in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, for sitting at the right hand of Father, and thank you for making intercession for us. And we pray in Christ Jesus' name that you go ahead, Lord God, continue to touch Laura's body from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. We thank you that she is a believer. She trusts you, Lord God, and we thank you for what you've already done in her life. Glory be to God. We praise you, Lord God, for granting and releasing in her body, Lord God, the healing that's needed, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for delivering her from any lingering sinus trouble in Christ Jesus' name. We pray the sword of the Spirit, which is your anointed word, Father God, will release supernatural miracle-working healing power in her respiratory system, Lord God. And we pray and we speak, Lord God, that she shall have 100% recuperation in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God. Nothing is, I heard it already, nothing's too hard for you. And Jesus, you went to the cross. You bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, which means you've dealt with the sicknesses and the diseases. So we say this demon of affliction, Lord God, is already under the blood of Jesus. We bind up the adversary for trying to come against this young lady's body. And we thank you for divine deliverance. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
You want each of your children to be whole, well, saved, safe in Christ Jesus' name. And we commit this request to you with thanksgiving and expectation that it is done. And we thank you, Father God, that you agree with the prayer and you, Lord God, release the supernatural miracle-working healing as needed in Christ Jesus' name. We pray the prayer of faith. We love you, Lord. We thank you so much.
Thank you
so much for what you're doing in this season and all of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. That's the only prayer request. Bless the Lord. We thank God for the prayer requests that we already had that was in our prayers that we prayed, that each one that was on the phone. And thank God again for the power of the anointing. Thank God again for Pastor Sims, the word on glory to God last night. And how glory to God is still permeating through our lives, even today, and all that, all the way from last week in November, when Mother Willett, all the way up to this time now. So we have one more, glory to God, Elder Noel, if the dancer Noel, and pray for her son. I just realized, I mean, just found out, was it yesterday or day before? It might have been yesterday when I thought it passed the same, that Evangelist Noel mentioned that when her son had a bad nosebleed and was in the hospital, but she said something about the second son, so I didn't get to call her today. So much going on, it slipped by my mind. But pray for her and pray both of her sons. When the first one here, a truck driver and stuff like that, I don't know if he's back on the road or not, but anyway, for whatever the second son had been in the hospital, so I got to pray and check with her and find out. Maybe I'll call her tonight, find out how that's going on. Keep her lifted up in prayer. Keep her children lifted up in prayer. These are the grown men, but still yet, the children. no matter what. So we just pray that she be encouraged and her spirit be built up. Pray for her mom, too, that was dementia, and so many other people already got going through with that. But we pray, glory to God, that you continue to keep her lifted up, too, and stuff like that, and pray how she's out, the Lord leading her for us next Sunday, and myself as well, Pastor Hubbard, for our last of the Sunday revivals. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Pray, God, bless for each one of you all. Thank God for all the prayers and all the what God has been doing. Pray you continue to be encouraged, and we'll look forward to Sunday and also Monday night. As I was mentioning, God dropped in my spirit. I was talking to Pastor Sims last night. Monday, when we get ready to get together, some powerful prayer. Praise reports all the way back from whatever time it is. We're even from the healings, the deliverance, and things God brought us through or brought us out and so forth, whether it was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, just some things that remember the miraculous. Think of some supernatural, powerful prayers when God bless you. Know it had to be God, that people will know that God's still doing great and mighty things. Yeah, whether it was your mortgage, you're about to lose the car, the house, or with some healing like a mother, like a sister Rachel was talking about the other night, or some of the things, glory to God, and some of the miraculous, powerful things God has done in your life. Let it be some things that God, it was caused people's minds to be just overwhelmed, disappointed, just baffled. God did that. We're looking forward to that Monday night going in before we get ready, going to the New Year's. That's what we're going to be celebrating on the Monday after this next Sunday service. So look forward to, no, that's after the New Year. I'm sorry. That's the Monday right after Christmas. I'm getting the dates mixed up. It's the Monday right after the Christmas. The Christmas on Sunday, so that Monday, that's the night we're talking about for the celebration of all the praise reports that we're going to be giving God glory of all the miraculous miracles that He even did in our lives. That's what we're going to look forward to doing. So our next Monday after that will still be our prayer time after the third Sunday, but after the 25th, so that 26th night, we're going to be looking forward to that Sunday night, those that will come on board and just pour out what God has given. I think it's enough of us that we can do it between 10 and 15 minutes or less, and what like this, just some powerful praise reports. But in the meantime, we love you. God bless. Those are the upcoming events that are getting ready to take place, and we're going to be praying. The Lord bless as we allow Him to transform us into who He would have us to be, and letting go everything that we can and anything that causes us to be stagnated or slowful in whatever way, that we will be more and more leaving more and more all of this off going into this new year, believing God for greater things as life lasts and we be available for service for Him to move in our lives, and let God's will be done, striving for the miraculous with expectation and anticipation. So I pray God's blessings, angels being camped, blood covering over you all, binding up Satan, all of the cohorts, set up traps, plots, plans, schemes, any incidents, accidents, sickness, disease, anything that He's trying to plot. We're praying right now against that He's doing against us, our families, glory to God, our church family, and even praying for those in darkness and those that are heavy burden through all this, through the holidays, that we'll be lifting those things up before the Lord, and more letting this flesh die so God's glory can be manifested. So we love you all. We pray God's blessings. Angels being camping. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Yes.
Thank you. Shalom.
Praise it. I had to step away for a few minutes. I wanted to let y'all know that Teresa got her call to go to Chatham. Yeah, she got the call. She's going next Thursday. Next Thursday. She goes next Thursday to I guess they, I don't know what they'll do, but she got to go. They called her on the day.
Praise God, to go to Charleston. That is praise God and so forth. It's about the kidney, but it didn't say they have a kidney available yet. They just saying go to.
They hadn't said they had it available yet, but they. That was just another one that she was putting in for, because those other places they all she had talked to the people from Greensville, and they talking about it'd be about 4 years and stuff.
Praise God. We celebrate Jesus, give him glory. And it's on the 22nd of December.
Tom?
Okay, 22nd of December, she's going to Charleston concerning the kidney. So she's just that much closer. So whatever God's blessing, and we're getting ready to be a turnover. So we celebrate you, Jesus, for bringing it to
thank
pass.
You,
we glorify you, magnify you.
You
are so wonderful.
Thank you,
awesome God
yes,
we serve.
Thank
glory
you,
to God. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
She was just a crying. She just cried. When she
I know it. That's right.
She
just praise
cried.
The Lord.
The man that called her told her, he said, yes, I'm going to call you. He said, because I got my kitten from y'all.
Praise
wow.
God.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory.
Yeah.
Praise God. Come on, let's celebrate Jesus. All the prayers we've been praying. Give God glory. Give him honor. And we'll pray anytime as the praise go up. That kidney is coming soon, and it's going to be compatible. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Jesus.
Thank you
for Teresa right now. And we thank you, Lord God, for the doctors and everyone else above. We bless you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
that they already said that they were someone had asked for got a kid, and it didn't take them about three weeks. They called them to go in to get the kid. And
glory so to God!
Hallelujah! But I had to wait for the phone. That's why. Okay.
Miracle!
Now that is wonderful.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah!
Praise God.
God
continue to bless you.
Keep a
covenant under
the blood.
Lord.
All of you, all. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now,
thank
that
you,
bless
God.
You all. Amen. Now,
you're
going to incorporate it in your prayer when you were praying. Oh,
yeah,
yes,
I said,
indeed.
I said I was going to wait. One time I was just going to say, well, I'll wait because I know she's finna get ready to get it. Because I told my daughter, she said, well, Mama, she said, I said, no, ain't no maybe about it. I said, now, you should have listened to Pastor Steele last night. I said, you got to speak this word. You got to speak and be negative about the situation. You're just going to claim it that whenever you want it, God going to bless you whenever his time, because he got a plan. You got a plan for
Amen.
It. I said, so you speak it. You speak it, and you declare it, and you stand on it. You stand on that word.
Right.
I said, don't let the devil try to make you think you finna get ready to get this kid.
All right. Remember the things that if you would have listened to that word last night, heard them testimonies when that glory to God, she was saying out of the prayers too as well. I mean, out of that word last night, but that's right.
Yeah.
Standing on God's word, it is well.
Yeah.
Amen.
I said, it's been 4 years since she's been on the kid machine.
No, it's not. Don't tell me it's been that long already.
Look at God. Look at God. God is
wow.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, ma'am. That's
God
right.
God is a sustainer, a preserver. Glory be to God.
Yes.
He is able. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God.
So they all
they already told her
that she would have to, when she come out of the hospital, that she would have to stay up there in some kind of a place they stay for like a week, like 7 days before she could come home.
Right.
Yeah. So they already told her that. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
That's
correct.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God.
God, we bless you.
I just
want
to tell y'all that.
And they getting her ready. She need to be getting ready. Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
Lordy.
That's what we, let me tell you, her baby daughter prophesied to her the other week and told her, you's getting ready to get your kitten.
Wow.
Oh,
that's
glory.
What Corey told her that.
That same one that the enemy be fighting, that baby. that we're the same one we were praying
her,
for. Look at God.
And she told her, she looked at her and she said, and get packed. Packed now.
Yeah, she don't need to be slow
pack
about that.
Down.
Honey, I better have my bag packed.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Lord. Well, amen.
See, when you're in anticipation for something, you don't wait till you just hear something. Like some people say, you start already packing, even if you didn't have everything in it or got to take it in and wash it and put it back in there.
Yeah.
Have your stuff
mm-hmm.
in walking in faith. Mm-hmm.
And I had it in the car. It had been in the car, too.
Yes, ma'am.
It had been in the car.
Then now it's 2 or 3 weeks done passed. Go back out there and get them and wash them. I mean, like 3 or 4 weeks done passed. Go wash them, make them fresh, put them right
yeah.
back. Yes, indeed. We thank God. They laughed
yeah.
as a medicine, but we thank God that he continued
yeah.
to encourage her and that she would use wisdom. And we come against the spirit of fear about what if the Navy, when the voices start coming, because now the things you've been anticipating and waiting on, sometimes you like to come and play with the mind, but we come against that now and block that and pray her ears keep opening to the spirit of the Lord. Block any spirit of the enemy for any contrary voices that will come in the name of Jesus. I pray that she will be spoken to God, speaking what God's word say, speaking glory and building herself up in the most holy faith, praying glory to God that she will rest in him and rest glory to God spiritually, naturally, and physically. In the name of Jesus, I pray you continue to bless and keep pouring encourage and keep her covered under the blood, bind up any attacks, any transferring spirits, anything that will come against them or their family or any of us, God, even while we stand in the gap, keep us all covered under the blood. We just celebrate you, Jesus, for all the great and mighty things you've already done, you're doing, and yet still to come. Help us to stay focused and with anticipation of expectancy. Glory to God, no procrastination. And I pray, glory to God, even that prayer for even Alicia, as she was praying, glory to God, that come against things that have caused her to start being procrastinating again, praying that you'll be destroyed, that prophet will come up and let God use it even in those giftings of the prophecy and also, glory to God, in the dreams. We bless you, and we thank you, too, as well, as we pray for Prophet Bird, for what you put in her, that she'll release even the more. Thank God for all these mothers, evangelists, and ministers on this line, and even for the lay people that are hearing and listening, and how you're blessing all of us to grow in grace. We thank you, Lord, that
Amen.
We'll never think, help
thank
us
you,
never
Jesus.
Think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, but esteem
yes,
others
Lord.
More highly than ourselves. We praise you, God, for how you brought us together and what you're doing in the midst of
thank
us.
You.
And you say, know those that labor among you. So we thank you for you revealing more and more
thank
as
you,
iron sharpens iron.
Yes,
we love you today as we celebrate you and celebrate
you.
One another of what you put in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen
in
and
Jesus
amen.
Name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, so y'all have a blessed, wonderful night. And the Lord say the same.
Right,
we look forward to talking later and also in the midst of the week or until even Sunday. Keep us all lifted up in prayer, too, as well, as we get
Amen.
Ready to bring
Amen and shalom.
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 All right.